Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to premiere. This isn't out on YouTube. It's nowhere yet. It will be uploaded in the next hour, 2 hours at YouTube. We're going to premiere this new short film live on the radio and at prisonplanet.tv for streaming viewers coming up at 8 after. Now, I've done 2 hours without plugging sponsors or how we fund ourselves. So ahead of this premiering, I want to tell you, you fund us, plus you get all the films in the highest quality, my book, Paul Watson's book, the simulcast, the radio show, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, get a yearly membership, get 3 months free, prisonplanet.tv. And I want to thank all the members, you make it possible. Also, we sell T-shirts, books, ball caps, all my films, and all the other best videos and films out there, like The Secret of Oz, and others. But for 2 weeks since they censored the Obama deception online, I offered 4 copies for $19.95. That's basically buy one, get 3 free. We suspended that special today. It may come back, but not for a while, because it's a way for you to get the film and have 3 beautiful color covers, you know, with the expanded extras to give people. We're offering Invisible Empire, our newest and most high-budget documentary about the history of the New World Order, their goals, who they are, the admissions of world government, by Jason Burmes, 4 copies for $19.95. Buy one, get 3 free is basically what it comes out to. Or buy 2, get 8 free, $39.95 for 10 copies. These are with the beautiful color cover, with the DVD, the extras. People are more apt to watch it when it looks like this. Give it to them. 4 copies, $19.95, or for less than $4 a piece, $39.95 for 10 copies. Same thing with Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. The entire architecture of their takeover, their FEMA camps, their federalization of police, how the executive orders, the forced inoculations, the naked body scanners. I haven't made one of these in 8 years. All that knowledge is here. 4 copies, $19.95, 10 copies, $39.95. Okay, buy 1, get 3 free, buy 2, get 8 free. And we've got mix and matchers. I've got a bunch of my other films for a limited time. This will go away in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, this deal is gone. And you can get them now, give them to people for Christmas, whatever, unlock a mind. Sure, you're awake, you know what's going on, but your friends, your family don't. You can get Fall of the Republic. 1 copy, get 3 free. 2 copies, get 8 free. And your Christmas shopping's done. $39.95, 10 copies of our 3 newest and most powerful films, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and Fall of the Republic, The Presidency of Barack H. Obama. These are hardcore info war weapons. Buy 1, get 3 free. Buy 2, get 8 free. Infowars.com, 2 different shopping carts right up there. Or you can call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And I'll accept anybody writing into us in the next few weeks as well. We appreciate all your support. Write to Infowars at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. So announcing those new specials, ladies and gentlemen. And where did my big Bowie knife go? That I had in here. It's always been in here. I wanted to show people that. Oh, here it is. Here it is. I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, weapons-universe.com. They got stuff made in America, made in Spain. They got the highest quality, all the top names, weapons-universe.com, because they are the biggest and the best. You get the highest quality at the lowest prices, the full spectrum of Spyderco, Smith & Wesson, Cold Steel. Look at this knife. Look at this. Look at this cold steel baby right here. This is the Laredo Bowie. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It is razor sharp. I'm scared to even cut my hairs with this sucker. I cut myself last week even testing it out. They've got them all. And what's a free man have? They have weapons to defend themselves against the New World Order. So weapons-universe.com. Weapons-universe.com. They'll never get our guns. They'll never get our knives. And in a real New World Order fight, you can get all the guns you want with this knife. We'll be right back. Weapons-universe.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than you do.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
This is about a bunch of control freaks, criminals who want the planet to themselves, poisoning the water and food to make you passive and servile and brain damaged, ahead of engineered mass plagues that will wipe most of us off the planet. The UN says between 80 and 90%. We Are Change talked to David Rothschild. He admitted he knows who We Are Change is and who we are, and that the world population will be reduced. He said that's just the way it is. That incredible video is up at Infowars.com. But at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to news blitz through economic news, depression news, military war news. It's all coming up in a jam-packed news blitz in the last half hour of this hour. But right now, I want to premiere. This has never been seen. I shot this last night, and Rob Deuce stayed up and just finished it minutes ago, in the last 20 minutes. The name of the video is Media Pushes Brain-Eating Vaccines. I want to get the plebes out there to watch this. I want them to understand, because that's what it does. It goes in and attacks the brain cells and kills the receptor sites. And this video is premiering now, right now, in the live PrisonPlanet.tv streams. The radio listeners, of course, will be able to hear the audio. And then the next hour, it'll be posted at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube and archived at PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest quality. So this is key information to get out to everyone. And remember, this is documented fact. This is now happening. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is full spectrum dominance. This is a military attack on you and your family. But they've learned to not frontally assault you with tanks and guns. They do it through the medical system, through the school system, and most people serving the system don't even realize that they're under attack as well, and they don't even realize how serious this is. So here is the 15-minute video premiering here. Media pushes brain-eating vaccines to create lobotomized population. Here it is. My friends, please pay attention to the information I'm about to cover and research the links that we'll post below this video so that you understand none of this is my opinion, it is fact. This issue is the most important issue going on in the world. It is scientific tyranny. I've read literally hundreds of government white papers and documents and books like Ecoscience, where the White House science czar talks about forcibly drugging the water to dumb you down and sterilize you. But now, they're in the New York Times and Time Magazine and everywhere, and all the major medical journals promoting not only drugging the water with lithium, which, by the way, they're already doing, but now they're announcing it, to make you servile. But now they are admitting that they plan to deploy something I learned about a decade ago. Hundreds of different vaccines. They're really biological re-engineering live viruses that they inject into your body, and the live viruses go in and attack your brain. And they claim, oh, it's to stop drug addiction. Those same receptor sites that pick up opiates and nicotine and alcohol pick up your normal endorphins. It's part of being a normal human being. Those drugs mimic that. And the viruses attack those receptor sites and kill them and create dead tissue. It is a vaccine-induced live virus lobotomy. Now, they've been promoting this for cigarette addiction, alcohol, addiction to heroin, cocaine. Now, they're coming out and saying the American people and the people of the world are sick. And major medical journals are saying we need to give everybody these shots to make them feel better, to stop having anxiety, to stop being angry. In other words, to take away your instinct for self-preservation, your will to survive, to make you accept all the bad things that are happening, to turn you into a biological android, a type of zombie. You cannot make this up. Please send this video to everyone you know. For God's sakes, understand how serious this is. This is a global scientific corporate takeover of life itself. The globalists aren't just reengineering corn and wheat and every other major crop and engineering sterilants into them. Suddenly, all over the news, they're promoting lithium and Prozac and other drugs in the water. Head bioethicist at Cambridge, they're the people that advise and set medical policy for doctors, are announcing they want to force drug you, and they're calling it cognitive enhancement. I've got a CBS News piece where they say that mercury helps your intelligence when everyone knows it causes brain damage.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
So when they say cognitive enhancement, they mean cognitive brain damage. They mean taking your essence, literally your psyche, who you are, away. And they sit up there saying, well, if we put Prozac in the water, it'll cut suicide, when it's admitted that Prozac on its insert can cause suicide. I have mainstream news articles that have just come out in the last few days in England where people have a tenfold increase in convulsions and they develop epilepsy after the flu shot. I talked to top scientists who studied the flu shot last year and found bizarre viral RNA in it that deals with the brain. I've had top brain surgeons on, like Dr. Russell Blaylock, to talk about this and the government documents that he's read, how this is part of a eugenics population control program. I mean, here it is. London Telegraph, flu jab linked to fits and under fives. And it goes on to say they've been told not to give children, 110,000 in England, under five the shot, because they had convulsions at 10 times the regular rate. Lindsay Lohan isn't what matters. Mel Gibson isn't what matters. The depression doesn't even matter. War with Iran is not even that important. compared to a medical dictatorship. And under the National Health Service in England, and now national health care here in the U.S., they're slashing regular health care like cancer surgery or having a broken leg fixed and converting it over to psychiatry and this biological warfare or biopsychiatry, where they say, don't worry about drugs anymore for your depression. We're going to give you a shot that alters your brain by viruses literally attacking your brain. And they're rolling it out in public trials, over 100 of these vaccines right now. And they're clearly spiking other vaccines with it. If you love your children, if you love your family, you've got to realize this is a creeping, scientific, incremental, soft kill system. Let's go over some of these articles. Jab that could put a stop to stress without slowing us down. And it says they're going to make humans better. They've re-engineered potatoes and corn. Why not just re-engineer humans? And they quote all these major medical journals saying how great it is. And they say, this could change society, the professor said. And they have a government-funded Stanford team with these neuroprotective viruses. And this particular vaccine, one of hundreds, is a live herpes virus engineered to only eat certain key brain tissue.
What's wrong?
Nothing, nothing really. I just feel that I need something stronger.
If you have a problem, don't hesitate to ask for assistance.
It's nice, I'll be all right.
Call 348.
They're not asking you. They're just rolling it out. And this isn't like some drug that they give people for a decade that causes hundreds of thousands of women to have deformed children. This isn't some drug that just makes one person, you know, have a heart attack. All these other recalled drugs, these aren't even drugs. These are genetically engineered nanotech viruses that go in and turn you into a servile biological android. Do you understand? The vaccines that they're rolling out are live virus bioweapons that re-engineer your brain. You've seen the reports where all over the world, Asia, Africa, Latin America, Central Asia, they give children UN-sanctioned polio shots, and the children come down with weaponized polio and die. And the government admits, oh, it was an accident with that vaccine. People are now waking up to the fact that the vaccines are causing convulsions and brain damage and cancer. And so what's their answer? They're coming out and saying, don't worry, instead of a shot, have a banana. They're coming out, Nobel laureate scientist defines future vaccines as food. They're pharmacological crops that grow the live virus, whether it gives you cancer or gives you polio or literally sends viruses in to eat parts of your brain. It's all being done. Bill Gates is coming out with a biologically engineered mosquito to forcibly deliver vaccines to you.
There's new drug discovery going on. Our foundation has backed a vaccine that's going into phase 3 trial that starts in a couple months. And that should save over two-thirds of lives if it's effective.
And most sickeningly, over and over again, they claim, oh, it's to make you not depressed anymore. All of you have problems. You shouldn't be upset about things. No, we're meant to get upset at a biological level and say no to this tyranny. And so they're coming out saying, oh, we're going to re-engineer your brain, cognitive enhancements. We're going to help you. The mercury's helping your brain, on newscasts all over the country. Oh, the convulsions are helping you. Oh, lithium, a toxic metal that they want to put in the water, it's helping you. You're going to feel much better after all of this is done.
What's wrong?
Never mind.
They're not coming for us. They're already here. We're in danger. Many of you who have a child who seems to be dumbed down and isn't as smart as anybody else in your family, and something's wrong with them. It's the vaccines. It's the GMO food. Many of you who had an 18-month-old baby who was healthy and happy, they take that third round of shots. They have a convulsion that night, and they never talk again. They're turning you into servile minions who will do whatever you're told and who can't get angry and can't resist. Why do they want lithium in the water? They admit to make you submit. What does sodium fluoride in all the studies do? Make you submit. And what do these vaccines do? They make you passive. They make you unable to get angry.
Okay.
We're going to come back and finish up the video when we come out of break. And you guessed it. We're going to do a search term today. We're going to do a search term. And I'll tell you that search term after the video. We'll be right back. bet you can guess the search term. Brain-eating vaccines.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
They're turning you into servile minions who will do whatever you're told and who can't get angry and can't resist. Why do they want lithium in the water? They admit to make you submit. What does sodium fluoride and all the studies do? Make you submit. And what do these vaccines do? They make you passive. They make you unable to get angry. Anger is a propulsion system to make you stand up for your species. This is a hostile corporate takeover of the very genetic code of not just the plants and animals, but humanity itself. It is the most diabolical, covert operation ever seen. And now these people are out in the open. It's admitted. Do you understand? It's admitted. They want to make these shots mandatory in public schools to make you servile. Oh, but you don't want to become addicted to drugs. What do you think drugs mimic? They mimic natural chemicals in the brain that stir creativity and anger and love and everything else. It's those key receptors. They're literally going for the soul of man that is in the beautiful, detailed, complex computer that is the human mind. This is a hack against the human mind, a hack against the human soul, and we must stand up and resist it. They realize there's a worldwide revolt against this technocracy, against dehumanization. You need to become educated on these facts and join the resistance against this scientific dictatorship. Now is the time to realize that history is taking place right now, that we're living in the 21st century, and a scientific tyranny has taken over. If we are successful in defeating these people, historians will look back on this time as the greatest covert genocide in history. They will look back on it as the ultimate example of pure evil and corruption, this creeping death. Now, I've warned the public, and I will continue to detail what's happening.
In areas where lithium in trace amounts is in the drinking water, there seems to be a lower level of suicidality. And in the Texas counties that were studied, there's actually lower crime.
And how these enemies come out and talk in their simpering, lisping tones real softly to coax you and to advertise all this death and dehumanization as if it's good.
The theory is that very low or trace amounts of lithium enhance connectivity between neurons. And doing that over the course of a lifetime, a lifetime exposure, makes the brain more healthy.
Now I want to talk to the social engineers whose religion is a control freak system of dehumanization. You are like cancer. You're racing through the body politic. You think you're invincible, and you may kill the host. You may destroy our species, but not without a fight. You are disgusting, wicked people who love ruling over others. Everything you do creates death and destruction. There's 3 or 4 minutes left in this 15-minute video. We're going to go to break and come back and play the rest of it. And, again, we just decided to shoot this video last night. We just finished it in the last hour or so. It's premiering here, but in the next hour and a half, it's going to go live at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And the title of it is Media Pushes Brain-Eating Vaccines. Paul Watson is racing to just get a basic blurb up right now that he's going to expand on and then post the video in the next hour and a half. But we've already launched the search term. And so in the next 10 minutes, it's going live, the article, the blurb, up on prisonplanet.com. Get that article, and that link will be expanded on. But we're doing this in real time so that the number one search term will be brain-eating vaccine. And then everyone will start investigating that these cognitive enhancer vaccines, just like the heavy metals of mercury and lithium, actually brain damages you, and that's the globalist joke of enhancement, and that these viruses in the vaccine go in and attack the receptors for the hormones that we have that make us angry and stressed as they try to destroy our self-preservation instincts and our capacity. What does Howard Beale say in Network? First, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. You don't have a right to force drug us and to change our brain chemistry and to send viruses into our brain. But that's what forced inoculation is all about. So the search term that we're going to make number one today, and Google will censor it after a few hours, but by then hundreds of blogs and publications will go write about it. They'll go look at the video that we're going to post to the YouTube Alex Jones channel and back it up at prisonplanet.tv. But it just premiered here. And people keep telling me that they want us to do more of these search terms. We're going to launch in the next month and a half a social network website, and we're going to allow you every week to vote up whatever search terms you want me to put out live on air. I'm going to actually put this power directly in your hands because you're the ones that have the power to begin with. You're the reason we're able to make this the number one search term, brain-eating vaccines, brain-eating vaccines. Brain-eating vaccines. Three words. Brain-eating vaccines. Brain-eating vaccines. Brain-eating vaccines. Brain-eating vaccines. These criminals aren't going to be able to stop us. We're going to expose these control freaks, and we're going to stop their brain-eating vaccines.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now I want to talk to the social engineers whose religion is a control freak system of dehumanization. You are like cancer. You're racing through the body politic. You think you're invincible, and you may kill the host. You may destroy our species, but not without a fight. You are disgusting, wicked people who love ruling over others. Everything you do creates death and destruction in its path. You sold Prozac as a way to stop depression when in your own trials you knew it massively increased suicide. Now you're telling us how great lithium, a toxic metal, an antipsychotic is going to be put in the water mandatory. We've got the studies. It's already in most of the water supplies. We know you're adding it. You are sickening, disgusting filth. And we're going to rally the world population against you, and we're going to bring you to justice. And I pray, God, that humanity makes it through what you've attempted to do, how you saddled up next to us like a spider in the dark and tried to spin your webs of control around us while we were asleep. But the sleeping giant that is humanity is waking up to who you are and what you are. And I pray to the creator of the universe, and I beg for just the average person out there as well to research just who you are and how you're involved in a scorched earth takeover of society to secure your ill-gotten gains. And I want you to know that I'm going to do everything I can to rally free humanity against you, and that we are going to defeat you. But whether we win or not, whether you lose or fail, at least we were real humans. We were good, decent people that saw the truth, and we stood up against you. And no matter what happens in this, you are still degenerate, dehumanizing filth. You are aberrant, malfunctioning trash. And you look at everything good and wholesome and tell us that we are malfunctioning. So I pray that you be defeated. But either way, in this time and space, on this planet, good people stood up against what you are and did everything they could to help the innocents. When I look at all the children that you've brain damaged and all the children dying of cancer, and I look at all the things that you've done to humanity, it makes me want to vomit. You are doing this because this is only the next wave to first neutralize us so we're calm and sedate and can't resist, so you can roll in with the hard kill weapons. I know that. And I want to tell you something else. A lot of you that think that you're part of the winning team, you're going to find out that your masters hate you more than they even hate free humanity, because they know that you know where the bodies are buried, and they know you're a bunch of wicked control freaks that they need to kill first once they take over, or you'll start trying to overthrow them. They understand your nature. They use their propaganda to manipulate good men throughout history to serve their evil aims. So understand this. You're going to fail one way or another. You've decided to put your soul on the side of darkness for all eternity for what you're doing to humanity and butchering our DNA and literally mutating the human spirit in your control freak lust for power. And so all of you, one way or another, will fail. So all that matters is, in this time and space, I stood up for what's right. I saw you clearly for what you are. And I know in my heart there's a very good chance we're going to beat you. But that's up to all the people out there watching this. Do they have the courage to face the facts? Do they have the courage to take action?
If you feel you are not properly sedated, call 348-844 immediately. Failure to do so may result in prosecution for criminal drug evasion.
And there's the headline, just went up minutes ago at prisonplanet.com, the search term for today, brain-eating vaccines. Brain-eating vaccines. You go to prisonplanet.com, and you get that article, and you send it out to your message boards, you send it out to your email list, your Facebook, your MySpace. Make your own videos about it on YouTube. I'd love to link to those tomorrow. I'd love to see our listeners. I'd love to see tens of thousands of our listeners that I know have YouTube accounts or other video accounts. Go shoot a 1 minute, a 10 minute video. Print out your own articles. Type in cognitive vaccines or cognitive enhancement. You'll get thousands of government documents and articles how they are already or testing injectable vaccines that literally go in and attack. That's what viruses do. They literally go in and attack and destroy tissue. They absorb it. The RNA comes up, injects its virus package. It then replicates in those neuron receptors. Then the receptors bust open. You get some extra brain damage when the brain swells because of the brain infection. But so that's a little added goody, just a good old-fashioned, you know, what their mercury does to the small children. So they get that added goody for them control freak enjoyment. But the main attack is it literally eating your neurons, and they're calmly going, we're going to inject you, and you're not going to get angry, upset anymore. You're not going to be able to resist us. Oh. But I want to commend Rob Dew. He's still in there. He's uploading it to YouTube right now, finishing the compression. It'll be up in the next hour. We will then post in this article that Watson has written and that he's going to be beefing and adding to. Because I just called Watson an hour ago because I'd had the oversight of, if I'm going to sit here and the video's not ready and an article's not ready promoting the search term brain-eating vaccines, we've got to have something for the media to link to when it's the number one search term. So we've got the article now. If you missed any of the video or want to see it in its entirety without us stopping for breaks, it'll be up in the next hour at the Alex Jones YouTube channel and archived up at prisonplanet.tv. Prisonplanet.tv, as we're streaming live with a radio show, the video, right now. Now, I've got all this other news, and it's all important. But at the end of the day, the scientific dictatorship ruling and controlling our society with their diabolical full-spectrum dominance, dehumanization, mass extermination program, now admitted. They're now coming out to the servile, already drugged with fluoride and other chemicals, and the public is all going, well, you're going to drug me? Okay, thank you, government. They're like, that's right, you're not a conspiracy theorist. First conspiracy theorist said we were drugging the water. They were crazy. Now we admit we are and are going to forcibly inject you as well with viruses that attack your brain, made out of cancer viruses and also herpes virus. That's mainstream news. And you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't want the injection that changes your attitude. You're going to feel a lot better. And imagine, they already forcibly inoculate people when they get arrested. They'll check your shot records and say, oh, you haven't had these shots. Here's a TB shot. Here's a hepatitis shot. Now as you get arrested, you know, for not having the proper driver's license or not having insurance or whatever the case is or not wearing a seatbelt, they now arrest you. And look, it's a simple injection. And now they have police taking blood under federal grants for a DNA database. They claim it's drunk driver checkpoints, but it's actually admitted it's really for Pentagon DNA databases. So they're medicalizing the police now, where they're like, look, Mr. Jones, we've arrested you at this protest, and this injection's going to calm you down. Oh, all that anger, all that strength, all that Americana's gone, pal. You're now going to submit to us. It's freedom! Don't be a conspiracy theorist. Then I'll be on the air the next week. Well, the New World Order's wrong, and what's happening's wrong, but I won't be able to make the emotional decision and the emotional high ground or moral high ground to even be able to. I mean, can you imagine the body snatcher, soul stealing level? And these little bastards just sit there calmly going, we're going to inject you. We're going to put more chemicals in the water to make you happy. And like the wonderful world we're building, it's normal. Why do you have a problem? They come out, we're going to put implantable microchips in you to track you. Yeah, we're listening to all your phones. Yeah, we're tracking everything you do. Yeah, we're going to secretly arrest you and torture you. Yeah, we're going to inject all the troops with all this new nanotech and change their brains. But we're going to make them less fearful and more aggressive. See, it's like a hive mind, like we're specialized ants or bees. That's what these social engineer collectivists. And then they'll get all the life extension technologies and all the real advancing systems that are tested on us, and then we'll get poisoned and killed. But we'll be neutralized where we can't even get angry to say no to it. I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm just completely blown away. I just know we've got to stand up and fight against these people. And I know this article at PrisonPlanet.com is so key. And it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 paragraph article with a bunch of hyperlinks because we did this very quickly, just linking to all the mainstream government documents and news. But we're going to add the video there for everybody, and we can do it. Now, the last every video I've been launching gets about 200,000 views in a day and a half. It goes to the front page of YouTube to be the head of the news and politics section, and then they remove it and put videos with 5,000, 10,000 views on top of it and remove it off the front page so you can't watch it. But still, then it gets another 100,000, 200,000 views, and then peters out. I want tens of millions of views. And even though they'll censor it off the front page, because once it pops up, they'll remove it. It's all automated. They have to see it and go remove it. They don't totally remove the video. They remove it off the front page where everybody can see it. Though it deserves that spot, it's supposedly whatever's most popular goes there, but it's like the elections. It's rigged. It's controlling society. So you just keep sending it out. Keep getting it out to everyone. Keep educating people. Never stop while we've still got the web. Karachi riots leave 45 dead after MP assassinated. This is the London Guardian. Gunmen swarm Pakistan city streets seeking revenge after political Raza Haider killed in gangland style hit. I'm so wound up I can't even newsread right now. It is a normal response to get upset and angry. That's your motivation system. It's a normal survival instinct. You corner a coyote, it's going to start growling and lashing out and attacking. you know, 5,000 years ago, you're some Central Asian tribe, another tribe comes over the hill to kill the men and take the women and children, you're going to get fired up, you're going to be strong, you're going to have strength like you never had, and you're going to fight for your life. They want to remove that. And a lot of you got to ask yourselves, drinking aspartame, eating MSG, drinking fluoridated water, taking Prozac, why you can't get angry, why you can't recognize danger, why you can't stand up against it. Well, I happen to have a stack of news here on that subject. Shrimp becoming hooked on Prozac that is flushed into the sea. And it says they now swim right up to fish and birds and turtles and are being eaten and killed, whereas before they would hide and were more intelligent. See? They don't recognize the threat of bankers robbing them or insurance companies stealing dead troops' money when it's mainstream news or government-run health care. Or all the government tyranny. You can't recognize it because sodium fluoride has the same effect as Prozac. Shrimp becoming hooked on Prozac. That's the Mail. Here's Salon. Shrimp on Prozac are killing themselves. A study shows that drug traces in our wastewater can affect marine behavior. Here's another one. For shrimp, Prozac is an invitation to danger. And that's what these vaccines they're announcing for the troops are and for the citizens. You won't be upset. You won't be nervous anymore. You won't be able to feel passion. And we've also sent it out on the Twitter account using the CIA Twitter system, twitter.com/realalexjones. And the number one Twitter up there is Google search term brain-eating vaccines. Okay, I promised to get into other news, and we're going to do that now. Things are really heating up in Pakistan with the tribal warfare. 45 dead after a member of parliament assassinated. Incredible news from Fox News. We first reported this about 2 weeks ago, but now it's in the mainstream news. NASA talked about how the upper atmosphere collapsed to the greatest level ever recorded in the last 100 years because the sun had really cooled off and had become partially dormant. Now it's supercharged, racing back. And the sun's surface erupted early Sunday morning, blasting tons of plasma into interplanetary space directly towards Earth. Earth is bracing for a cosmic tsunami Tuesday night. Well, there may even be Van Allen radiation belt type disruptions as it supercharges it. And it may blow out satellites, you name it, but we'll see what happens here. They had this stuff in the mid-1900s and 1800s where it would blow out all the telegraph machines and things. And the telegraph wires would start glowing, and then the telegraph boxes would just explode. So much radiation was blasting through that atmosphere from the sun. Your SUV has nothing to do with that. And they're reporting that we may even have an aurora borealis. We might even, in some areas of the world, not in the north or the south poles, where the electromagnetic fields come into the poles, you may actually see those in other areas geographically around the world tonight. If you got clear skies this evening, you might want to be outside to watch that atmosphere heat up as that sun shoots right across the top of it. That's hardcore. It continues. The eruption is directed right at us and is expected to get here early in the day of August 4th. It's August 3rd today, so after midnight, said Leon Bolb of the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. It's the first major Earth-directed eruption in quite some time. Look for satellites to get blown. The solar eruption called coronal mass ejection, Coriolis, was spotted by NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory, which captures high-definition views of the sun at a variety of wavelengths. The SDO was launched in February and peers deep into the layers of the sun, investigating the mysteries of its inner workings. Boy, this is going to heat the Earth up. All the science I've seen, and the global warming people will hop up and down. It's the SUVs. It's the SUVs. No, it's the sun. And you better be glad. It energizes our atmosphere. Continuing with news here. Poll. Waning support for Obama on wars. So what's he do? He comes out and says the wars are over. The troops will stay. The war will continue. But mission accomplished, like Bush said on the aircraft carrier 7 years ago. He'll just tell you it's mission accomplished, and you'll, for a while, the sheep will go, okay, oh, they said they're drugging my water supply. It's good. Oh, they said if you criticize the federal takeover, you're a racist. Oh, well, our troops are still there. The record numbers are dying, but the war is over. Yeah, here it is. Obama boasts end of Iraq war by the end of this year as Iran war kicks into high gear. Key article by Aaron Dykes. Here's another one. China to hold large-scale Air Force drill. Bombers, missiles could end Iran nukes, Washington Times reports. And the Pentagon is now admitting, Admiral Mullen, that they've got a battle plan to bomb hundreds of sites inside Iran. So all of that is going into high gear. And meanwhile, the Pakistani leader, the president, is saying the war is lost against the Taliban, as our government says the Taliban is run by them when it's actually run by British and Israeli and U.S. intel on record. So it's just getting more insane by the minute. We're going to hit on some other key news. Minority Report billboards to address consumers by name. You don't think when Steven Spielberg 6 years ago, 7 years ago, made that movie where face scanners tailor ads to you that he made that up. They'd already invented that 20 years ago, and now it's rolling out thanks to the airports where they get your face scan or off your driver's license, and they're also going to double as federal snooping centers. They're not really there just to show you a billboard ad. They're there to, you know.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. A young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Okay, we're going to hit some key final news here at the end of this hour. I know I spent a lot of time on adulterated food, water, how it's a public plan to dumb you down, and now they want to go right to vaccines that brain damage you and make you servile. There's no bigger issue. And this is now being launched publicly against you. It's been going on in the shadows for a long time. That's why people are so dumbed down. That's why they can't get serious about threats, because they've been brain damaged. And they now intend to just increase, and the U.S. IQ's dropped massively. European IQ's have dropped. It's not just education. It's IQ, the cognitive intelligence, and our DNA's becoming mutated. That's admitted. But before I get into some more news, I just want to point out that we have great sponsors like eFoodsDirect.com with the depression, the looming wars, all the craziness. You need to be self-sufficient, and it starts with food. And eFoods Direct has non-GMO, non-hybrid, all made to America, fresh. They're making it new every day, every week, lasts more than 10 years. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Don't screw around. Don't wait. Protect your family. Have an emergency backup of food, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Getting into some other news, look at this financial info. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says unemployment could go up before it comes down. ABC News. And now there's all these other mainstream publications going, oh, we never ended the recession. Oh, it might be a depression. But don't worry. The bankers have got a solution. More taxes and carbon taxes to move all your jobs overseas where they don't have carbon taxes. That'll fix it for you. AT&T Verizon wants to replace your credit cards. They want your phone to now be your cashless credit card that also tracks you. And they've got a bunch of other news reports just how consumer confidence, industry, purchases, everything's going into free fall. And it's all been designed that way, full spectrum dominance by these globalists as they take over every facet of society. Unemployment's massively spiking now because the millions of people they hired for the census. They would do a trick where every month they'd hire them and then let them go and then hire them again to create the illusion of new jobs. Well, that illusion's now leaving. People are striking and protesting in Greece as they're being raped over there. They're talking about defaulting on their debt. The Financial Times of London, Aaron Dykes wrote a story about this. Financial Times demands Obama break his tax promise. Well, he already has raised taxes basically on everybody. But they say more. Raise taxes on the poorest people. Raise them, raise them, raise them, raise them, raise them. Everything's got to go to the bankers. And as they raise the taxes all over the country, from Philadelphia to Illinois to California, they're announcing in cities and towns and states, one-third of firefighters laid off, one-half of police laid off. That was in the news today. As the taxes go up, no police, no firefighters, everything goes to the bankers. And then the cities go bankrupt and say, okay, take our roads, take our water, double, triple the prices. You know, bankers, you get it all. This is Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay becoming kings of the universe. Unlimited fraud, unlimited corruption. And the system's saying, oh, they're getting uppity. They're waking up to us. They're getting involved. They know what we're doing. How do we put face scanning cameras everywhere, even in the malls? We tell them that it runs through a database and is an ad just for them. These arrogant schmucks out there will love it. That's it. And they admit it's a government-funded face scanning cameras going up everywhere, not just on the highways, that then throw ads at you, verbal ads. It face scans, it knows your photo from the DMV database, it throws ads at you, but it's also marking and selling the data to the government where you're at. Just like Facebook and Google now admit, it's just they are the government. Everything goes right to the government, and then they're paid for their treason. The search term is brain-eating vaccines. The article and video are up on prisonplanet.com. Great job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.